says cooking with the Rick.
WQHT New York. Ebro in the Mornings live at 5 Mix with DJ Cast One on Hot 97.
And don't forget, we go commercial free at 7 a.m. right here. Cast One, something you want to hear, hit me up right now. Something new only. If you got something new you want to hear, at DJ Cast One. Hit me on that X, hit me on that IG. You know what I'm saying? New global letters from called Hold On.
You must not know what you just started. Me and my go gnarly. Give a about this party. We gon' step on the car. Get my coin and swipe that b- and now the spirit to charge. Okay. Making moves, being on I be really march. I got hands for it. I get bands for a show. He want chance after chance after chance. No, I keep saying free the phone. Do my dance on them folks. If it's up, it's going down. Soon as I land on them folks. I do what I want. I'm crushing. Don't follow the rules. I'm rough. No, I stand out. I'm special. I'm stand up. Like oh God. You a bum man, you mess. Man. Don't stall me, I'm pet. Line in and jump, I'm wet. I don't pick and choose, it's up with whoever. All my diamonds hurt, and all these members 32. Smiling in my knock out aisle 32. CA doors open up for me, hear the engine roar. Switch sport, I got somewhere to be, little baby, I'm important. Okay. It came with a drum. Yeah, that's my favorite gun. Ask if he my only. I said no, but you my favorite one.
Nah, for real.
Yeah, Rick, I'm one of one.
You mean?
Nah, I can't make you mine, but I can make you. Freak up in the sheets, in them streets, baby, I'm a thug. I just threw 10,000 something ones in this club. I'm popping this so hard, cause I ain't used to. These ain't got no type, they want a stupid bone. Kill.
Voice don't straight from the heart. I reply like, yo, whatever. When can you come get your stuff? I need out the crib. I think it's bringing bad luck. Plug in, now you're lit. I pull the plug, now you're stuck. Dignity over a big man all in the cut. How many doors are they shut? How many feathers they pluck? That game like my sleeping pattern, cause how the f*** I'm still up? Yeah, don't speak my language. Don't speak my language. Don't speak my language. Yeah. How the f*** I'm still up? Yeah. Don't speak my language. Don't speak my language. Don't speak my language. Yeah. How the f*** I'm still up? Writing their names on the list, baby. 7-8 candles are lit, baby. Shot the machine, he a wick, baby. Problems are there to get fixed, baby. Send me something from your trip, baby. Go invisible, ain't gonna pitch, baby. Wanna turn you to a housewife, and you never had to clean a dish, baby. Yeah, baby, just rolling up, yeah. How many quotes I wrote, how much gold I struck, ayy. How many funeral days they playing for me, and I dodged it like the truck, yeah. Rap game like my sleeping pattern, cause how the f*** I'm still up? Yeah, don't speak my language. Don't speak my language. Don't speak my language. Yeah. How the f*** I'm still up? Yeah. Don't speak my language. Don't speak my language. Don't speak my language. Yeah. How the f*** I'm still up?
Make it hard to talk about you. Like what I see, so I'm working my move. You give me butterflies. You the one, the mother guys. At the start, I told a couple lies. But after that, I swear I really try. Cut the real about my past. And I hope you never thinking otherwise. Sometimes my mind takes me places and I wonder why. Why the f*** you got two phones? What you doing on that other line?
Better be some money talk or some beef talk or another vibe. I don't play about a side. Can you hear me say it about 100 times? Let me try and keep it for you. We can talk about that another time. Love your ass in the worst way. Let you hit it on the first day. What you gonna do for big mama for real? What do I get for my birthday? 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 You gotta put in some work today. Can you please do the most for me? Cause I'm strong. Can you give me some good till I... Then can you make me again? Where's your tongue? Can I please get a pink with a drum? If you can go another round, then we ain't done. I'ma... Till we see the sun, drinking out the bottle till it's done. On some Andre 3K, man, where the fuck are my p's at? Cause I ain't wearing none, I ain't wearing none, I ain't wearing none, I ain't wearing none.
Virgil,
let's go to Harlem.
Rose, yeah. Call me
ASAP Ferg.
The in the hallway.
DJ I'm Web Star. No Ron Browse. Like yes, sir.
Yeah, I threw a shot, but she gave it to my bros. No glove like OJ. Yeah, I threw a shot, but she gave it to my bros.
Shake it up. so I see the tan line. Woo-hoo. Gold fangs looking like a vampire. Woo-hoo. Act up, girl, you know you ain't shy. Woo-hoo. You don't suck, what? You a goddamn lie.
You a goddamn lie. Go, Lord. Shake it up. Cut, cut, go. The voice of Harlem. They ain't the boy.
Crying over n****s ain't allowed. Being a heartbroken is out of style. No, my city ain't seen me in a while. Ain't hate me then, you gon' really hate me now. Cause you know we poppin' out tonight. Poppin' out tonight. Poppin' out tonight. Yeah, you know we poppin' out tonight. Poppin' out tonight. Poppin' out tonight.
Showing it off.
I said, back and forth, she just rocking her hips.
Hey,
might have to leave the spot up with this. Stars in the roof, she see rocks on my wrist. She wanna make TikToks in the whip.
Crack!
Feels like paradise. Ocean water coming down your thighs. Can you feel me? Feels like paradise. No, no, no. Feels like paradise.
Your audience, all these cameras, and you're still alone. My phone is always on. I'm only yours. I'm always yours.
Hey, whoa, whoa. Look, these finna hate you. You a superstar. You know who you was. I know who you are. Wouldn't let it take it too far. You the one that they got up on their mood board. When I flick you from the back, you a superstar. You know who you was, I know who you are. Hey, I know who you are, I know who you are. Look, look, hey. Your face buried in silk, I hop, I'm on top. I'm the king of the hill, X wrapped around your finger. He wanna marry you still. I'm talking in your ear, you showing off in the mirror. I match your drive, I'm teaching you how to steer. I put you in every gear, yeah. I ask her, do she love it, she said, daddy, yeah. She deserve a tail number and a tail fare. You don't need a man, you need a manager, hold up. You don't need a man, you need a cameraman. I'm not that that you call that's never answering. He's stupid, fumbling a rip, they can't handle it. Hey, Tesla truck, picking it up, putting it down, lifting her up, she drop it again, it's a deluxe. She a superstar chick, give a superstar. Go around and have a superstar kid, hey. Man, these finna hate you, you a superstar. You know who you was, I know who you are. With a
let it take it too far. You the one that they got up on their mood board. When I flick you from the back, you a superstar. You know who you was, I know who you are. Hey, I know who you are, I know who you are. All she needs a platform, all she need is somebody who gon' go to bat for her. Soon as she leave the house, make her come back for her. Who gon' hold that down and make her wanna clap for it, clap for it. And you the best at it, sold out shows, jumping like a pet rally. Girl, you poppin', I'ma f*** you at the Met Gala, we made a mess at it. Hey, he's hatin', hope they take it personal. And you know the hate lasts as long as the workflow. Pisces, Scorpio, water sign, sir,
Hot 97's Beat the Buzzer.
Veronica, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
$250.
What we doing, what we doing?
$300.
Stop.
Let's see how much money you left on the table.
$875.
Damn.
$1,000.
Come on. You lost out on $700.
Thousands and thousands of dollars up for grabs if you can beat the buzzer.
You want $1,000?
Are you serious?
You got it.
No way.
5 times a day, 7 and 8 a.m., noon, and 3 and 5 p.m.
Beat the buzzer.
Beat the buzzer.
From Hot 97.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Charged non-refundable activation fees.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Just believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Wake up. You need to wake up.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Right here.
Hot 97.
Kick game. And when you meet on kick game, I put her front row to Nick game. Now she in my phone with a nickname. It's grippy. Yeah. Grippy. Grippy. I call her that cause it's grippy. She thinking that hip, she a hippie. And she thinking the lip, she gon' lick me. And she sending a fit when she hit me. With her kissing emoji, she miss me. When she see me, she say she gon' strip me. She gon' chew on this stick like it's Wrigley's. Yeah. Believe it or not, like Ripley's. She said she was gay until I slayed. Now she's strictly. As soon as she pays, I'm on the way. And I be showing her quickly. On the highway, I'm going 150. Like, I gotta get you up out of the Vickies. So good, I just had an epiphany. It's grippy and wet, you know I'm a vet. But you're making me feel like a rookie. How you made me tap out so swiftly. But I'm back for the second round victory. I remember I saw you on Fifth Ave with your homie Sabrina and Tiffany. I was thinking like, damn, your whole click back. But I wanted your body specifically. Like, I'm trying to see how that glove gon' fit me. Like, I wanna feel like I'm touching your kidneys. Like, I'ma send all your kids to Disney. I'ma pay a little extra, make sure they need Mickey. She wet, she a grippy. She a grippy.
Destiny, I try to give you the best of me. I wanna kill it like recipes. You know that music like it was a recipe. Like, Shanti, I wanna make you a mommy. You look good as a redhead, dreadhead, blackhead, pinkhead, or blondie. Like, sorry, I know I be on your body. Not make desire, but you a hottie. You let me hit up a bunch of shalati. Like, damn, Mia, I cannot wait till I see ya. I cannot wait till I see ya. You got a that I wanna be on. Like, damn, Jada, you know I would never play ya. Can I put you on my face, love? I want you, and now I want her later. Like, Kayla, got a body like you waiter. Can I put you on my face, love? That cream and call you mashed potatoes. Like, China, you got that good up China. I gotta fire, I gotta hit one more time, I'm a Maya. Like, damn, Naya, you the quiet, you the shy one. I wanna, never mind up that I want pasta, you're a Naya. Like, damn, Tony, I know that shit macaroni. I wanna be more than homies, give me that, don't be acting phony. Like, Oni, you the opposite of bony. Can you ride it like a pony? Ever you want it, mommy, you can call me. Like, TNT, I wanna have us a DVD, make it a movie. DVD, all of us got our phones on D&D. Like, damn, take the free, that's in me. Lexi, I got a B&B. Polishers like they eat every, none of these other d***s ever seen me. Marty, Marty, I don't wanna talk about money. I don't think that I should talk about money. I'ma talk about money. You push my off like a potty. Can't get these so for your body. I wanna put it all in your body. Wanna get in your jaws to my so let my so in your body. I got a different job. If I say that he don't want you, then he gets slotty. Like, damn. Something I must confess. I wanna see you get undressed. For sure. I'm about to send you my address. And when I talk, I'm just figured out. Can't forget about. Millie, I wanna get body till you dizzy. Millie, I'm about to call your phone, so come get with me. No, you don't drink. Can you sit me? I want your face. You so pretty. I got a date for your. I wanna eat your body like a 10-piece, damn.
Like a 10-piece McNugget, baby, for sure. For sure.
You know, speaking of indicted folks, because, you know, we have one representative of the city. He's the mayor of the city. He's Mayor Adams.
That's not what you want.
There's also other people who have been indicted. The former sitting president. That was a first. That was a historic moment.
Well, which one?
Donald Trump.
Which one?
What, the
which indictment, though?
All of them.
Oh. Isn't he supposed to get sentenced soon, too?
Well, I think they keep trying to delay it until after the election. Wasn't that the story? After November 5th?
Okay.
But anyway, I wanted to play this audio for Laura Stiles and get her reaction. It is audio number 3 there, Shawnee Culture.
Because I am your protector. I want to be your protector. As president, I have to be your protector. I hope you don't make too much of it. I hope the fake news doesn't go, oh, he wants to be their protector. Well, I am. As president, I have to be your protector. I will make you safe at the border, on the sidewalks of your now violent cities, in the suburbs where you are under migrant criminal siege, and with our military protecting you from foreign enemies, of which we have many today because of the incompetent leadership that we have. You will no longer be abandoned, lonely, or scared.
What is this?
You will no longer be in danger. You're not going to be in
women.
Danger any longer. You will no longer have anxiety from all of the problems our country has today. You will be protected, and I will be your protector. Women.
Bro, he just rambles.
Women will be happy, healthy, confident, and free. You will no longer be thinking about abortion. It's all they talk about, abortion, because we've done something that nobody else could have done. It is now where it always had to be, with the states and a vote of the people.
Bro, I can't. It is so ridiculous.
Do you feel like Trump will be your protector, Laura Stiles?
Oh, he said you will, my God. You will be protected and he will be your protector.
That's right. You no longer have to worry, women. He's talking to you. You won't be abandoned.
And people would just eat this up. Just this week.
Which
just
people?
Now.
Which people, though?
His followers. Oh. There's plenty of women who are voting for him.
Got it. Okay. For sure.
It's such a gross clip when I heard that.
It's disgusting, bro. And I feel like people are so uneducated that when they just bring up the word abortion, they don't realize everything that comes under reproductive rights. Like, bro, Republicans just blocked that IVF protection bill.
Yo, I don't even know how y'all skipped over hearing that and was like, yo, that's pimping.
I'll be your protector. I'll take care of you.
I'll take care of you. I'll be your protector. You no longer... That's pimping.
But if you don't bring that money back, you get slapped, bitch.
Bro.
He put the soft pimp voice on and everything.
He changed his tone, everything, bro. That was pimping, bro.
That's a bad pimp voice, though, let's be honest. If you watch any movies with pimps, that's not how they sound.
You need a little more falsetto.
Yeah. He didn't have, like, he's... He only has one tone. Yeah, he didn't go, you know, baby, I'm going to take care of you.
Y'all seen too many movies. That's your problem.
The real pimps just...
Take a glove off.
I'll be your protector.
Yeah. It's just weird.
You'll feel safe.
It's very weird.
I love when...
But nothing, none of that hits y'all like, yo, this is a straight creep, bro. Like, what are you talking
100%.
About?
No, it feels incredibly creepy. If I was a Trump supporter, if I was a married Trump supporter, I'd feel a way about him talking to my wife saying he's going to be protected.
I'm going to be a protector.
No, they won't because they're with it.
I don't think that
they're just blindly with it.
They're like, you know what? You can have her. Whatever you want. You're our hero. You're the king.
Well, that person that you heard audio from, he's indicted. And now the mayor of New York City, which, Laura, you just told us in the studio, there's reports that the feds have pulled up to Gracie Mansion.
Yeah, there's like short video clips that are coming out. And there's SUVs just pulling up to Gracie Mansion.
Mm.
Man, he's about to get his morning vegan shake.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
So fresh, so clean. Love me in and out. Unfailingly. And I'll be down now. Anytime you call me, I'll be down. I'll be down. Because I love and I love and I love and I love you only. Because I need and I need and I need and I need you more. Yeah, you know I run and I run and I run and I run. Fly with you, fly in the sky in the night. Hold me in your arms and your love and your light. I'm on your wave right now. Hey. I'm on your wave right now. Yeah. Hey. I'm on your vibe now. You got me on your side now. Yeah. I'm on your wave right now. No, got me living softly, yeah, yeah. Love me judge, yeah.
Love me tender.
You know your love turn me up like Napa. Anything you want and I'ma do whatever. Because I love and I love and I love and I love you only. Because I need and I need and I need and I need you more. Yeah, you know I run and I run and I run and I run. Fly in the sky in the night. Hold me in your arms and your love and your life. Love me tender.
Love me judge, love me tender.
Say, love me judge, love me tender.
Love me judge, love me tender.
You my sugar, my honey, my tender lover.
You my sugar, my honey, my tender lover.
You are my sugar, my honey, my tender lover.
My sugar, my honey, my tender lover.
Why would you just open your mouth and say something?
How
could he?
Terrified.
Yeah.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You know, after I do all my cycling for the weekend and all that, I get back into the week and, you know, I got to stretch and I'm icing. I'm trying to get all the soreness out and everything, blah, blah, blah. So I put this stuff on my knee as a little rub. It takes the pain out. It got a little menthol in it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, then I rub my eye.
Oh, God.
It's on fire right now. Gee. This is Watch Talk, old people talk. Remember Ben Gay when you was young and that smell?
Yeah.
And the old people in your house would put that on and you'd be like, yo, what is that? Any breeze hits your eye or just you walk too fast? Your eye, you'd be like, I'm
blind.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
97 minutes commercial free every morning with Ebro in the Morning on Hot 97.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Thinking about having LASIK surgery, there's only one place to go. Dr. Jeff Delarusso, just like I did. They are the very best in the business. Having LASIK with Delarusso was one of the best decisions I've made in my life. Delarusso Laser Vision only uses the latest, safest, and most advanced tech in each of their now 7 sparkling locations. The procedure takes less than 60 seconds per eye, and the best part, it's painless. Why waste money on glasses and contacts? Take advantage of their discount and 0% interest financing. Don't wait. Call now at 855-646-2020 or schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Dr. Delarusso online at Delarusso.com. That's Delarusso.com. Conveniently located in downtown Brooklyn, Upper East Side, New York City, Long Island, Bergen Field, and Woodbridge, New Jersey. And now, in New Rochelle. Exciting news, they are opening a new location in Westport, Connecticut. Call 855-646-2020 or text hashtag 250, keyword 2020, and let them know Ebro sent you and ask for that Ebro discount.
These days, everything in New York City costs more. But a single line at Verizon doesn't. Get one line for as low as $50 per month when you switch and bring your phone. So, while coffee is definitely costing more, here at Verizon, you can save. And dinner for two has gotten pricey. Verizon? Less pricey. Manhattan rent? That's not coming down. But Verizon? Down. One line for just $50 a month. That designer golden doodle? So much more. But Verizon? A fair bit less. Even a good old tried and true hamburger will cost you more. But with Verizon, the same tried and true service is now just $50 per month for a single line on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Point is, in a world that is always costing more, you can get more for less right now at an NYC Verizon store. $15 promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G, 4G, LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All right, everybody, pay attention. Ebro, Rosenberg, and Laura here to discuss the man, the truth, the gospel. He fights for everybody every day, for the hardworking construction workers and their families who have been injured on the job. He's disgusted watching them get taken advantage of by contractors and developers that choose profit over people in order to complete jobs fast.
That's right, Ebro. There's no surprise who we're talking about. It's our friend Michael the Bull Lamonsol. And if you don't know why they call him the Bull, you must be living on the moon. He's the Bull because of his proven winning track record and his relentless pursuit of justice for the hardworking construction workers that put their lives on the line every day.
Yes, 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 Peter. And please don't be fooled by out-of-town lawyers that do slick advertising and want you to think they're one of you. The Bull is a true New Yorker that will fight for you and get you the bag you deserve.
So get to MichaelTheBull.com. That's MichaelTheBull.com. And remember, if you mess with the Bull, you
get the horns.
You've seen the ads, pre-owned car prices that seem too good to be true, because often they are. Once you try to buy one, the final price is thousands more. You've been duped. But that won't happen at Major World, where what you negotiate is what you pay. Yeah, some things we can't help, like taxes, DMV fees, plus a small $175 processing fee. But that's it. No surprises. Don't get duped by fake low prices. Come instead to Major World.
Major World, 4340 Northern Boulevard, Long Island City, Queens. Call 1-800-MAJOR-AUTO or...
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. and save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Bad credit but need a new car? Do you have trouble getting a car loan for any reason? Call Credit Solutions, a division of Hudson Hyundai. It's easy to apply right over the phone. No matter your credit past, we can help. Call 800-254-7220. That's 800-254-7220. You can drive a new Hyundai with just $68, like a new 2024 Hyundai Elantra SE, only $68 down. Or a new 2024 Hyundai Tucson SE, only $68 down. Drive home today. Call 800-254-7220. That's 800-254-7220. And all new Hyundais come with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call Credit Solutions for pre-approval today. 800-254-7220. That's 800-254-7220. Or head to HudsonHyundai.com. Payments will vary. Credit severity affects approval. See dealer for details.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
If you're thinking about joining the Department of Corrections,
I truly feel that I should have made this decision 10 years ago.
High paying and rewarding. Did you know that the base salary is $101,590 after the first 5.5 years? Jobs are available now. Search the words city exams on your phone, click, then scroll to correction officer. Registration ends today.
Join Discover. New York City Corrections. Take the test. It's better
over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Hey, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
You need to wake up, let's go!
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Wake up!
I'm not in a mood cause my flight delayed. So I jumped on a private jet and I'm asking a pilot at ETA. Lambo parked on a landing strip, everyone in my gang and my DJ paid. Why is my man talking about inshallah? These times he don't even pray. Why is my man wearing a Jesus piece? How does she squeeze in them jeans? Big behind a petitest waist. Take time with the GBG, we don't beef nobody like GBK. Woke up on the wrong side of bed, so he's gonna get if I don't have my peace today. I love my young boy, I won't lead him straight. I'm stuck to lil' bro like PVA. Paid already, I don't need no hit song. We don't need ID, lil' bro 17 in the club, he ain't scrolling TikTok.
F just saw him, I'll flick one. Which one? Who do you want, bro? Pick one. If I shoot my shot, I'll hit one. Matter of time till I get them all ticked off. Alright, we could go ban for ban.
Nah, we can go M for M.
Quarter mil for the Maybach truck.
Double R with the factory rims. I got the 90 years, the version of the bribes, I'm really a threat.
It's got to the point that I don't even care. I got jewels in a safe that I don't even wear.
Bro, I do it for some shoes and some clothes. You'll see what it'll do for a necklace. Right, sure, look like a spider is crawling a dollar on just her sisters. Damn. She made me want to go harder. I like her aura. I think I'm obsessed with her. Damn. Birthday did him the worst way. He had a death wish. I get right under their skin. I don't even try. I guess I can't help it. I'ma have love for bro for life. We talking now. I step with him. Of course you could beat me at talking. Ain't no back and forth until we catch up with him. Knocking a bag and making the opposite mad. I done fell in love with it. You can't sell fish with a cute one. Make a count look good. It's a new one. You the type like the type on computers. Got a mask but he ain't no top 10 but she don't act bougie. Me and your friends you can go to Aruba. Get friends that depend on my mood. Maybach Vans ain't no Uber.
We could go ban for ban.
We can go M for M. Mama got a body like Kim and them. Mama been killing that gym. We can go watch from chain to chain. The rings, I'm him. I done got rich, but I'm still with him. Land in London and go to the ends.
We could go ban for ban.
Man, we can go M for M.
Quarter mil for the Maybach truck.
Double R with the factory rims. I got the 90 years, the version of the bribes, I'm really a threat.
It's got to the point that I don't even care. I got jewels in a safe that I don't even wear.
Are they doing Mayor Adams wrong?
Oh, are they doing? I thought you were going to go with who's your favorite indicted politician right now. Do you think everybody is clear on what indictment means?
No.
That's a good question. Because I think when people hear indictment, it's like, oh, he's going to jail.
No,
I had to look it up recently, too, because this word is being thrown around a lot.
Right.
And it's basically a formal
charge.
Accusation.
Yeah.
Well, we are accusing
formal,
you.
Well, no, it's a formal charge, meaning...
Is it a charge?
It's a charge. It's a formal charge with an offense or a crime, especially legally or informally. New information released, and then it goes into new information released about the indicted former politician, just to give you a description of it, underscores the need for a change in the way politics are done in the state, which, you know, according to dictionary.com, in this indictment... is specifically to, like, how they indict politicians and people in power. Because remember, this is the federal government. This isn't the state.
Accused.
Right. And remember, the federal government has a 97-98% success rate. So it's not like police or local where they arrest you and then they figure out what happened. They've been investigating this for a while.
Right.
And have decided we have enough evidence to make a formal indictment charge. And
now that has to go before
a judge and the whole thing
to see if this can actually be.
But I think the thing you got to focus on here, which, yes, there is a possibility nothing happens. Look, do I think Mayor Adams is going to jail? No.
No, I wouldn't
think Mayor Adams is going to jail.
This is finance stuff. This isn't. That would be shocking to me.
Yeah. Unless there's something that we're going to hear about. But this is specifically about the use of that office for in inappropriate manner.
Well, not just the use of the office, the process of getting to that office.
And that too, yes.
The raising of money in a way that's not legal. It's a real mess. I know we say this a lot, but it's the amount of negative in the world. Like I'm just looking over Laura's shoulder as she was scrolling through Twitter. It's like everything that pops up. You got the black Nazi guy running for governor.
Yes.
You got the Trump stuff. You got the Adams stuff. It's like everywhere we look, it's just so nasty.
I know.
Well, and meanwhile, just on MSNBC, Kamala had a full hour sit down where they were literally detailing how all of her policy would work. And she was getting grilled by the woman on MSNBC. Like, how are you going to actually make that work? These taxes, who's getting taxes, who at what level are getting taxed, where's that money coming from, how are you going to do this, how are you going to do that? That literally happened, is getting no coverage because most of the air is sucked out of the room by, as you just pointed out,
negative. You know what bothers me too is like a lot of the people who complain also about how negative the world is love Trump, right? There's a lot of that, like, oh, but everything's so bad now. And I'm like, but you realize that, like, his entire brand that he brought was like hellfire and brimstone. I'm, the world is bad. Like, he brought that.
I'm glad you said that. Because I was thinking about my friend Olayemi Olorun, who was on the Breakfast Club. And
the one who grilled
Mayor Adams. And she was specifically grilling him about him talking out of both sides of his neck, saying that crime was down, things were going in the right direction, but scaring people
right. You can't go on the subway, you can't do this, you can't do that, because the city's so bad, 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 bad.
But then in the next breath, talking about all of the great things that are happening, she's like, well, so which one is it?
Yeah. I saw that clip.
And so that speaks to the fear-mongering, right, part of and commiserating with the public. Because there are people who want everything to be bad, bad, bad because they don't potentially like the direction or they just are unhappy with their lives and they think a politician can fix their life in some way, shape, or form.
Don't you think sometimes it even shapes the way that they see the world, even if they don't truly see it that way?
Absolutely.
You know, I think in a lot of cases, like I have a family member who was recently spending some time in the deep South and talked about how good generally his experience was. Now, granted, this was a white person. I understand everyone has a different experience. But like, I do think if you go to different parts of this country that are like heavily Trump country, you might day to day see people, their lives aren't that negative and bad. And they know it's not that scary and terrible. But when they get into that state of politics and thinking about the state of the world, all they're saying is hearing is bad, bad, well, bad, because bad.
That now fuels the idea to spend more money on military, to spend more money on cop city, to spend more money on things that are, quote unquote, being your protector, making sure you won't be abandoned. Because now give us more money to go spend on these things. Guns, big guns, so that no, there's no problem. And you know what I'm saying? It all feeds into that same narrative to allow this kind of unchecked militarization and power dynamic in society.
Well, and for them, and I think for them to get in and change voting laws and try to make it so they can stay in power forever.
They scare people.
So they're scaring people. Like in that clip, always. In that extended clip, he talks about how scary the suburbs are. And I'll be your protector in the suburbs, which have been taken over by migrants. That's the whole thing with the migrant thing.
Well,
it's
so
just
now,
a great
so
scare tactic.
Transpose that. Play made the clip of Mayor Adams from his statement about the federal charges.
My fellow New Yorkers, it is now my belief that the federal government intends to charge me with crimes.
You got that right, Jack.
If so, these charges will be entirely false, based on lies. But they would not be surprising. I always knew that if I stood my ground for all of you, that I would be a target. And what? A target I became. For months, leaks and rumors have been aimed at me in an attempt to undermine my credibility and paint me as guilty. Just this past week, they searched the home of our new police commissioner, looking for documents from 20 years ago, just 1 week after he joined my administration. Enough. I will fight these injustices with every ounce of my strength and my spirit.
Well, the only thing I had a problem with in that whole statement was the fact that he claims he was doing it for us.
Yeah, what exactly was he doing for us?
Well, he's standing your ground on what? Because this is a finance crime. This is how you accepted donations from a foreign government. Mm. And then when we look deeper, it goes into your police commissioner that just had to step down because him and his twin brother was doing something with nightclubs.
Well, where was he allocating those funds that he was soliciting?
You think it was coming back to the city? Or because
he claims it's for the people.
He wasn't trying to keep libraries open.
That's the craziest part.
We was arguing, wasn't the whole city arguing like, yo, bro, you shut down libraries?
Why is this where you're saving money?
And why are so many people stepping down in large numbers from your administration?
And why did your first police commissioner, who was a black woman, the first black woman police commissioner, she lasted a year? And it was like, I can't do this because y'all won't let me do my job, which is I'm trying to hold people accountable who work for the police who have done wrong and y'all don't want me to.
She specifically resigned because she wasn't able to discipline police officers.
And where's the money from the weed shops y'all closed?
You saw that one?
Oh, they were collecting cash and weed. Big weed.
Collecting cash from them?
You know, when they would shut down the smoke shops, the illegal smoke shops, they would seize cash because the illegal smoke shops can't put that money in banks.
So where'd all that go?
So regular shakedown.
So then when the money got back to them, some of it was not there.
I wonder why.
I wonder why.
You know when he lost me officially? I think I told you guys this.
Adams.
Yeah. Listen, I didn't vote for him. So all the way leading up to it, I just wasn't into the policey energy of the whole thing, especially when we had these kind of good grassroots community women who were running for office. I didn't feel Adams. But then when I really lost me was when there was this New Yorker profile on him, and the writer was hanging out with him for a long time. He's a liar. Like, he's I've told y'all, he's Trump, too. He literally would just be like, you know, when I was young, and tell you stories that are made up out of thin air. Mm-hmm. And then the writer will be, go do the work, talk to the people that he's telling the stories about. Oh, well, that's Eric, you know. He likes to say things like that. Mm-hmm. That's always been his thing. Mm-hmm. He's a great talker. He hypes you up. It's all fluff. There's nothing really there, which I know is weird, because our original introduction to him was that he was doing community stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I don't know at what point he was literally corrupted. And I don't mean corrupted money-wise. I mean, like, corrupted with power. But at some point, something happened, bro.
Right.
He's not that guy.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
Is somebody gonna match my freak? Is somebody gonna match my freak? Is somebody gonna match my nasty? I got stamina, they say I'm an athlete. Is somebody gonna match my freak? Need somebody with a good technique. Is somebody gonna match my nasty? Pillow talking, got my throat raspy. If you keep up with me, I'll keep on coming back. If you do it too good, I'm gonna get a dash. Does it feel
question is, do you think they're being too hard on Eric Adams? We wanted to take your calls and see what you had to say. Bandana is your name. Welcome to the program.
Oh, man, thank you, bro. Thank you. So, yes, I wanted to just call in and just say, let me start off with saying two things could be true, right? Yes, Eric Adams is sleazy, he's greasy, he's not trustworthy. But I also think what we have to factor in is that I don't think he went with the Democratic agenda, and he was out there speaking about the migrants. If you notice, when Trump and Biden and everyone came to town, all of a sudden he had COVID. He couldn't attend none of the ceremonies that they had. I think a lot of it is about he was making too much noise with the migrant crisis, and they wanted to silence him a little bit, especially with everything going on with the elections right now, because it's not a good look for the Democratic Party. So, yes, he is greasy. He did a lot of things.
Bandana, let me understand. So your perception is that people want the migrant crisis to happen, and because he was trying to make sure that we handled it efficiently, that's bad. I don't understand what you're saying about the migrant crisis.
Okay, so now what I'm saying is the migrant crisis, they wanted him to stay hush on it right now because he was putting too much attention on it. And the Democratic Party, we understand that's their biggest glaring weakness right now.
Right.
So if you have somebody who's the mayor of the biggest city in the country saying, hey, listen, we have a huge problem here, and we can directly trace this because that's one of Trump's biggest speaking points is that she's the border czar, and she should have been controlling all of this. He was, when he went down,
let me just say this, though. He was on record saying, and I quote, the migrant crisis is specifically happening to black mayors in black cities. Those people are sending this to make black mayors look like they don't know what they're doing in L.A., in Chicago, in Philly, and here in New York City. I saw him say that on The Breakfast Club. So it wasn't, he wasn't saying it the way I heard him say it out of his own mouth. It was not about protecting Democrats. It was 1,000% about it being racially motivated to make black mayors look like they didn't know what they were doing in managing their city.
Okay, I understand your point, but...
No, that's not my point. That's literally what... That's not even... That's what he said out of his own mouth. And y'all can go look at it at the Breakfast Club interview when he was up there with Olayemi Olorun, and she was grilling him about these things. He said...
But he also could have... It could be both, in theory. He could say that and also be pinning it on making the White House look bad, too.
Oh, no, yeah, that's facts. That's facts for sure, yes, for sure.
Now, let me also offer a counterpoint. Let's remember, when these raids first started happening was when he went down to D.C.
Literally when he was on the train. He was on the way down there.
Exactly, exactly. So now they raid him at that time. Cool. Then they raid him again, and they're not allowing him to attend these 9/11 ceremonies and all that. I think he's on the outs with the party, and this is one of the things they're going to do. Let's be realistic. He took they're alleging that he took money to open up the Turkish consulate in the city and all of that. Understood. You think he's the only politician that's done some type of shady business?
I don't think you're
talking about that this morning.
I don't think you're wrong
this morning.
Bandana, I don't think you're wrong here. I think there is a chance. I don't know if it's specifically with the migrants. Thank you, bro. But, like, I don't know if it's that, but the idea that, yeah, he's doing regular corrupt things that other people do, but he made enemies. Oh, that could definitely be on the table, bro. For sure.
And then I feel like he's saying that they're starting to investigate him only because he called out the problem. But I'm like, okay, yeah, they can investigate you. But if you're doing something wrong, then they're going to find it.
And also,
we got to remember, I think most of them have a little bit of stench to them. And it's just a matter of if
we have to uncover it. Oh, yeah, for sure. You make enemies, they're going
to
uncover it. I think also we have to stop acting like, because corruption happens and some people don't get in trouble for it, that when you do it and you got in trouble for it, that somehow that's the incorrect thing.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I think that's the problem, right, is the fact that if there was, as Laura pointed out, if there was nothing to be found, there wouldn't be a problem.
But to his point, could it be more than that? For sure.
It could be. 1,000%.
I'll put it this way. There are obviously people who don't like him.
Right.
That is for sure. The thing is, for me, I identify with that sentiment because based on how I've watched him run this city, I feel similar.
Well, like, I would always talk about his tone, like the time he yelled at the old lady for talking about rent prices.
He flipped, the woman was complaining about rent, and he flipped it into a racial thing and that she was being racist. This was a Holocaust survivor who had moved to the city who was just trying to defend people on the rent issue, and he flipped it on her. Don't ever forget either, he goes into his meetings every day and plays Empire State of Mind as a theme song. I've told you this.
No, wait, stop. Hang on, Jay. I'm coming to you next. Wait, what happens?
When they have their official, Griff, which meetings are they? When they have their like official meetings where the mayor presides over it and everyone is sitting there around him listening and he breaks down what's what, once everyone is seated, they play Empire State of Mind and he walks in. You didn't know
wait,
that?
Wait, he has intro music to the meetings?
Yes.
Nah, y'all got to knock it off,
wait,
bro.
Wait.
I'm going to find it. I'll find you the video.
I mean, you know.
Oh, I mean, you know what?
He's
what?
Like
you know,
Shaft. He feels like he's
nah,
like Shaft.
So, nah, that's problem. No.
He says, Griff said it's the mayoral control hearings. Whenever he comes into them, he's got his theme music. New York.
It's Jay-Z and Alicia Keys.
Concrete Jungle.
Here he comes. Hold on. Here he comes.
Ebros.
Ebros. Yeah, here he comes.
Ebros. Be clear, Ebros. Yeah. Ebros, let me tell you something, Ebros. That's so important, Ebros. The Ebros fiend I like to be. You know what, Ebros? Think about this for a moment, Ebros.
One hand in the air for the big city.
Wow. Yeah, man.
It's a lie.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
WQHT FM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Going in commercial free.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot.
You were made to travel the world and the seven seas and countless lakes and innumerable rivers and one perfect pond. Get travel ideas from ChatGPT on Expedia. Made to travel.
Limited. That spectrum.
Family is a full-time job. There's lunches to make, laundry to do, the list goes on. It's a lot. But with Kohl's Epic Deals, I don't spend a lot. I got active styles for $9.99, a kitchen appliance for $12.99, and tees for $7.99. Plus, I earn 3 times the rewards as a Kohl's Rewards member. See for yourself now through Sunday only at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end September 29th. Kohl's Rewards enrollment required for rewards. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com. For details.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. Take control with Reputation Defender. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff. You can start by getting your free Reputation Report Card at ReputationDefender.com.